I'll edit that out. I don't know if it started or not.
Welcome to 50 Ball Finals Edition, NBA Finals Edition. You know, it's been a minute, but we got some brand new content for you. It's your boy, J-Dub.
Yup, it's your boy, Rio.
Yep, and we back in here, man. We got a lot of good topics to go through, but more specifically, the NBA Finals Game 5 with the Warriors versus the Celtics. We have a lot of things to get into with that, man. But first, man, what are your thoughts on how that game turned out?
Well, basketball fans, you guys are going to love this one, straight basketball. And yeah, that game turned out the way I kind of thought it would. From the beginning, I said Warriors in 6. I can definitely see it going 7. But I'm going to stick with Warriors in 6 for now. You know, Steph didn't have a great shooting game, but the role players stepped up, you know, what you expect them to do when they're playing at home. It's just a well-balanced attack. And in all honesty, you know, I think the Warriors may have these guys figured out, you know, at this point. It's back-to-back games where the Boston Celtics were held underneath 100 points. You got a historic performance from Steph, and then you got a subpar performance from Steph, and they won both games. So they have a variety of attacks that they can throw at Boston, you know. So at this point, I'm not going to say it's smooth sailing, but they seem to have hit that switch to where they know what it takes to win and beat this team. And that's why I think they're going to close out in Boston. I won't be surprised if Boston wins and it goes to Game 7, but I'll still favor the Warriors in that situation. But I'm going to stick with my original pick of, you know, Warriors beating these guys in 6 and shutting up that Boston crowd.
Yes, the Boston crowd. We'll get to that later, by the Boston crowd. So I did pick Boston, and I'm glad I'm wrong, because I was hoping, you know, I was trying to buy some voodoo and talk to some friends from New Orleans. I was hoping that Boston would, you know, like have like some diarrhea or like a flu game or something like Michael Jordan. He had that pizza, you know,
the food poisoning,
He had the bubble guts the whole game. That's how I was hoping the entire Boston team would have the bubble guts. And maybe that's what happened last night. But for Boston, I mean, so I'll speak from the Warriors' perspective on there. I mean, they made up for Curry at... He went 0-9 from 3, but it's not about where your weaknesses are, but it's how you make up for it when you're inefficient in an area. So when Curry went 0-9, that's when Klay Thompson and Poole, they had 8 threes combined together. So when someone asks, where did the threes go, that's where it went. So despite him having a bad game, somebody else made the three. And obviously Wiggins, he had 26 points and 13 rebounds, but the big key that I saw, one of many, was the bench help. So we got 29 points combined from Gary Payton, the third or the second. I forget which one he is because he's, I don't know. Is it second or third?
Second.
Is it second?
GP2, yeah.
I don't know. But okay, yeah, but the second. But Gary Payton and Jordan Poole, they both had 29 points from the bench combined versus the Boston Celtics only had 4 points between these three players, right? Devin White, Peyton Pritchard, and Grant Williams. Only 4 between those three players that I named. So the bench had a really big boost, and Boston didn't have much to give there. And you're talking about like the turnover ratio, 18 turnovers by Boston versus only 12 by the Warriors. And they always lose. Boston, historically, in this playoffs, have been losing when they have way too many turnovers. And these turnovers are from 3 of their superstars, between Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, and Jaylen Brown.
Right.
And those are their 3 big horses. And they're getting 4 a piece like it's Ezell's. They're getting like, you get a piece, you get a piece, you get a piece. But this ain't the piece that you want. So they Boston had, and they obviously shot 37% from the field, so they didn't shoot as well in general. Way too many turnovers from your big names. Their bench was inefficient, like we talked about. And Jaylen Brown, the big culprit here, going 5 of 18. That's not going to help him at all. So I think all of that led to, in my opinion, and with these stats in front of me, that led to them coming up short in Game 5. So is there something that you saw besides what I talked about?
I just got to give a lot of credit to Steph, you know, and I say that because, you know, you might be asking, how could you say that after he had the game that he had? Well, I think a lot of superstars need to take note of this, to where just because Steph didn't have his best game, he didn't bring the rest of the team down with him. And he did that by, you know, moving the ball. He's not dribbling the ball, killing the shot clock. You know, you got a lot of guys like Luka and even LeBron to an extent, to where they control the ball so much to where if they're having a bad game, mm-hmm. it can easily drag down the rest of the team, you know, and yeah. that can be a nail. But, you know, with this guy where he's moving the ball and other guys have the opportunity to get involved, you know, it all doesn't go to hell just because he's having a bad game. You know, you have the guys like Wiggins that can come in and, you know, get a lot of points due to the attention that he's getting. And, you know, Jordan Poole, he can come in and be that spark plug and get the points that you need. You know, same with Clay. You know, he's mm-hmm. getting enough touches to where he can still hit enough threes for the team to win. You know, so it's just like, it's a way of still being effective in the game, even if you're not having your best shoot tonight, you know, because, again, you're just not killing possessions. You're not dribbling the ball and making guys go cold out there. Yep. You know, everybody's touching a rock. Everybody can develop a rhythm.
Yeah.
So I just think that's, you know, a testament to the Warriors' philosophy mm-hmm. of just ball movement, constant backdoor cuts. And, yeah, I just don't know if Boston got what it takes to beat these guys two straight times. They may win game six, mm-hmm. but again, I don't know if they got enough to beat these guys two straight times. It's like, mm-hmm. I don't know if they can put up enough points to do that. The Warriors have proven they can beat these guys consecutive times now, yeah. and that's without their A game. Mm-hmm. If the Warriors show up that we know about, man, they can beat these guys in Boston. So, yeah, I just think the Warriors' strategy of this ball movement is really on full display now.
I think that's a good point that you mentioned about the ball movement, because like their assists is about the same. I think 24 to 25, their assists mm-hmm. is about the same. So on the box score, you see like, well, what's the difference? Like they pass about the same, but when you actually watch the game,
yep.
okay, and now this audio, when you get the picture, you know, you get your 4K or your HD or your 2K, I don't know, whatever you can afford to watch on your TV.
Yeah, 720.
That's 720. I got that 540. Bootleg as hell. And like, but you know, so when you actually watch the game, you'll see that the Warriors have much better ball mm-hmm. movement. And it's more effective. Their passing is more efficient. Then Boston seems a lot more ISO driven.
Yeah.
Like we kind of talked about it before with Jaylen and Tatum. It's more ISO. Even though they do make their assists, but it's how they get their assists.
Yeah.
And I think the Warriors stand out huge with having more playmakers, which I already thought they had some better playmakers with Draymond yeah. and Curry, and they have much better passers. Now they're not as athletic and long as Boston.
Yeah.
But they're a bit more skilled in threes and in just having the fundamentals of working in their offense. That Boston still seems to struggle at times finding that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe they make up for it because certain players on their bench, they like score more.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe that kind of helps them a little bit. But I think overall, the Warriors have that edge. And I think they kind of figured them out, like you mentioned, though. It's like a boxing match. Like, you know, you go blow for blow. Yep. At some point, you're going to say, I figured you out. You know what you need to do.
Those little rounds, yep.
So there's going to be that moment where you start to counter one punch or another, but somebody is going to land the last punch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I did root for Boston, but I picked them. I'll correct myself. I did pick them. I was not rooting for
you
them. Were,
yeah, yeah, I know what you mean, yup.
You know what I'm saying? But I do see, as this series is going along, it's like the facts are there that the Warriors are more experienced.
Yeah.
They've been there, and they know how to play. They know how they need to play. And Boston, even though they're more talented, they're still figuring themselves out a little bit. You know, Tatum, these guys are mm-hmm. young. Tatum and Jaylen Brown, you know, he's had some good games and he has some bad games.
Yeah.
You know, so they don't have a real big playmaker there as far as passing. You know,
right, yeah, missing a point guard.
You know, they're kind of missing that. So I think, you know, with these finals, it's not about, it's like, how do you make up for what you don't have? And I feel like that's what Boston hasn't have an answer, right? So if your bench isn't doing well, who else steps up?
That's true.
They didn't do that. Their bench wasn't scoring. Like,
that's true.
And I said, right, 4 points for those three players on the bench that I mentioned earlier. There were two other players that had 6 points combined. I didn't mention them because they scored it within the last minute of the game when it was already over.
Garbage time.
That's what we call garbage points. When you score within the last minute of the game and it's already over, we call that garbage points. For those that may not have known that. It's,
yeah.
There's like nothing else going on. No one's paying attention. You walked away to get some more pizza or you walked away to get some more beer. Whatever you be drinking, yep. but you know, or you just change the channel entirely.
you know what the perfect analogy for that is? It's like, you're moving. It's four of you guys moving.
Yeah.
And two other guys show up after you guys finish moving everything, and they move like the last three or four boxes into the truck.
Mm-hmm.
But that truck's already packed. Like, the move is down or done already.
Yeah.
You guys just came to move the last three to four boxes. So, yeah, technically you move, you know, you help move, but the work was already done at that point. So, that's like a good analogy for garbage points.
That
the
is.
The game was over.
Like, that is. Garbage box, too. Yeah. Garbage box, too, man.
But no, I mean, you laid on the head. You know, Boston didn't get enough from the bench players. And one thing I have to say about the Warriors, another analogy is, like, they're like a chameleon. You know, like the Warriors basketball team as a whole is just like a chameleon, to where they can kind of form and shift into any way to win a game. It's like, oh, you guys said we're undersized, we can't win the rebounding battle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they out-rebounded Memphis in that series, the best rebounding team in the whole NBA. And same here, you know, they're trading games, you know, in the rebound league with the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they're undersized. But they figure out ways to, you know, win games like that, you know? It's like, oh, we're a smaller team. Well, if our three ain't falling, we're going to beat you in the paint.
Yep.
You know, they'll figure out ways to outscore you in the paint. It's like they have a number of ways to where if plan A or B don't work, they got the C game, the D game, the E game, and everything. And, you know, I'm staying away from that D game, but.
Ain't nobody want that D game.
Yeah, let's go to the E game. Yeah. But they're just like a committee. They can shift into whatever they need to be to get the dubs. You know, they can beat you with the superstar treatment with Steph or Clay.
Yeah.
They can go off and get you 30 and 40, and they can beat you single, you know, handily. Or, you know, you get the team wins like last game, to where it's a collective effort and you got a number of guys in double digits. Like, these guys don't force the issue either way. It's like the Warriors do what they need to do to shift their game plan and just win the game.
Yep.
Same on defense. If they need to blitz a guy, they'll blitz him. If they want to let a superstar get off while they suffocate his teammates and, you know, make sure they don't contribute, they'll do that. So that IQ just can't go, you know, without mentioning. You know, the Warriors have a super high IQ. And you hear that word a lot in all the sports, but it's a super important and tangible to have. You know, it's just high IQ.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like boxing, you know, Floyd wasn't the strongest guy. You know, he's super fast. He has speed, but he may not have always been the fastest guy. But, you know, you just have that IQ. It's just, you can't measure that. You know, it's just either you have it or you don't. And you figure things out. And I think the Warriors are in that space right now. So, series not over. I'm picking the Warriors still, but I think they're going to close it.
Yep, I got my voodoo, man. I got all the stuff. Look, I'm Googling right now. You think I'm looking at notes? I'm Googling voodoo.
Yeah, man. I'm
telling
you, got some good
notes, too. I'm telling you, man. I'm on it. I'm hoping. One more game, man. So, yeah, we got, man. I mean, like, in some of the news that we came across, like, Anthony Davis seemed like he got a little comfortable with his answer recently. He admitted to somebody that was interviewing him that the last time that he shot a basketball was April 5th. I hope that date's about right, that he said, April 5th. And some people had some feelings about it, but I'll let Rio take that, man. What do you think about that?
I can understand it because, you know, the thing is, Anthony Davis is not in the playoffs. You expect him to be working on his game. I am surprised that he hasn't touched the ball since then, but I can understand why he hasn't, because, you know, we talked about him. He's trying to heal. You know, like, his basketball skill is not the problem. AD is one of the most skilled players in the NBA, but he's always injured. You know, every time this guy falls, the arena goes to silence because you think it's another one of those injuries that's going to keep him out for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just like Eugene. You know, we talked about it. You know, for some of you younger people, if you weren't born in the 90s, you know, it's a great cartoon called Hey Arnold. Well, they had the friend that was a klutz, and his name was Eugene. And he was a well-intentioned dude that always got hurt. No matter what activity they were doing, he would find a way to get hurt, get a tooth knocked out, break a bone, or pop a collarbone or something. And that's pretty much 80s, like the basketball equivalent of Eugene. You know, like, he's a great dude. He's a really great player, but he's just, I don't know, he's just always, bad luck seems to find him. It's like he stepped across a black cat, and, you know, just got the bad luck. And he just always gets injured, so he's resting. Long story short, I'm just saying that he's probably not touching the basketball because he's trying to heal from all those lumps and bruises that he has.
Ow. Is that Eugene always curling up?
Yeah, all the time.
Every time. That's what I'm pitching right now. He's every time he fall down at all, he's already turning to Eugene instantly. You know, I think that frustration when people have about him when he says that, because it's been obviously like a few months, is frustration. Because he didn't have a great season. Yeah. He missed a lot of games. So when they say he hasn't shot the basketball, some fans are like, you ain't trying to work on your game? What you doing? What you working on? Like, you know, you playing Fortnite? Like, it's what... But it's those like injuries that you mentioned. Oh, he has to heal. He obviously comes back too fast, and he just always hurt all the time, you know. But I think he's using a situation that maybe he shouldn't have said that. I mean, because it's like the PR, it's like the honest thing. It's like, man, like, I haven't shot in a while. I'm like, I don't know if you should have said that. A lot of people are mad at you right now. I was like, everybody.
So you're keeping it real go wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Keeping it real. Okay, there are limits to keeping it real. Okay, there are honesty. But you got to understand where you are in your stature. Right. I can say that, right? I'm like in the office. We could say that.
Right.
We're in the office, man. Nobody expects us to be shooting every day.
Yeah.
If we do, then that's fine. But like, if we say that, like, oh, okay. If he says that, what? Like, what? Yeah. Like, what'd you say? Like,
ain't that your job?
Yeah. Like, your head turning? Like, what? Like, you know, some people's like head turn when they get mad? Like, what? You know? So I get that kind of frustration. I feel like he should have just not said that at all. But.
Yeah, y'all know, you know, when the withhold certain information, you know, it's like an interview, you know, they ask you, you know, hey, you comfortable doing this job? Well, if you really want that job, you're going to be like, yeah. You're not going to be thinking, in the back of your head, you might not be that comfortable. You might be thinking like, hell no, I never done this before, you know, but.
Been a lie.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, you got to fake it till you make it sometimes. So, yeah, I'm with you. He probably shouldn't have said that, you know, but. He's being honest, you know. But yeah, he's just trying to heal. That's why he ain't shot a basketball. I imagine he's getting a lot of massages, a lot of stretching, a lot of weightlifting to get his body strong. Now, if he's saying he ain't worked out since April, then we got a different problem.
Yeah, worked that's out.
That's a problem.
His shooting is the same.
He's like, what is you doing then?
It's like, he ain't doing nothing.
Man.
I would mind him to take it easy on massage questions too, all right? It's not exactly the best activity, you know, because Deshaun Watson out here doing 66 in 2 years. Y'all need to chill.
66 massages. So you don't play many games. So you have many massages.
I'm just saying, y'all be careful with your activities you be saying you're doing, because sometimes, like, you gotta be mindful, man. I'm like, I don't even say that. Not even getting massages, like, rarely ever.
Hey, that's one of the moments. This is better, man. Stick with your girl.
I'm telling
you. That's it.
You ain't got one. I don't think you got one. I don't believe it, man. I don't think you can have a woman and be saying, I have 66 masseuses I be going to. Bro, how would that fly?
So your back hurt that bad? Like, man, you need back surgery.
Man, your back hurting from kind of like trying to molest all of them. That's probably doing that, and he's out here.
Dude, that happy ending ain't gonna come if you gotta go back that many times.
Yeah, like, it ain't that happy. It definitely ain't that happy. You getting lawsuits. It was not that happy as he thought in his mind anyway. But
that's
that went
story, man.
That one kind of veered off because I'm like, hey, look, you talk about your activities, man. You need to chill. You need to chill. You know, stick to your one. Stick to your one, man, or two. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, but Davis, I get that, though, man. I mean, he should work on this. I think this kind of jumped out to what we want from him. We want Davis to play better and to be healthy and be that top five player. We hired Devin. Is it Devin or Darwin? Darvenham? I was trying to get the D.
Darvenham or?
Darvin something ham.
Oh, yeah, for the coach, yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was a meat product. I was like, something ham.
Mr. Ham.
Mr. Ham. I have so much respect for him, trust. I was like, so, I mean, we expect him to come back season strong, get him motivated. That's what we expect. So that's what that, I think that frustration jumps into that.
Yeah.
That's what we want from him. No matter how much he shot, he better shot that day. That's all I'm saying. When that came out, he should have shot that day.
Yeah.
That news broke. You know.
Yeah, yeah. This he better show up. That's all I know. You better show up and be ready when next season starts. So.
For real.
Yeah, that's all I got to say. Whatever you're doing, it better get you right for next season.
Please stay out of trouble. Sorry to say, man. Stay out of trouble. But yeah, you know, speaking of what we did promise, we would talk about them Boston fans, man. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know if you guys haven't seen recently. So there was a Boston restaurant that had some kind of signage. I was trying to preface like what kind of to describe, but they had some signage that said Ayesha Curry. So that's Steph Curry's wife. It said Ayesha Curry's can't cook. Right,
and she's known for cooking.
So Boston's kind of that's foul, obviously, right? And then following that, Curry went to the press conference and he got a shirt magically from somewhere, and it said Ayesha Curry can cook.
Yeah,
I was more focused on where did you get that shirt so fast? Like, it was very key. I mean, that would happen very recent, man. But yeah, man. I don't know, like what's your thoughts maybe on Boston fans and maybe like what is too far for Boston fans, Boston, you know, passionate fans, they call it, man. So,
I'm going to be straight up, man. I'm a Laker fan. I do not like Boston Celtics fans, so I'm going to get that out the way now. So, you know,
for real.
You can't call me out on the bias, but you got to leave the family out of it. That was petty, man. Like, you say she can't cook. Like, how do we get from basketball to you talk about this man's wife cooking, you know, and I'll tell you why I don't like Boston Celtics fans outside of them just being Celtics fans is because, again, they go too far. Like, they cross lines that ain't basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes back to when 2009, when the Kobe and Paul Gasol Lakers played the Celtics in 09 in the finals.
Yeah.
Well, at that time, Lamar Odom was still married to the Kardashian, you know, Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when he'll be shooting free throws, that they were sitting there chanting ugly wife or ugly sister or something like that. And I'm like, man, that's trifling. Like, I don't care if you think that, but you don't talk about a man's wife, his mama, you know, his pops and all them, and his kids. Like, those things are off limits, especially for basketball. Like, it ain't that much animosity.
Mm-hmm.
And the Celtics fans just have a history of doing that, you know? Like, they're doing stuff at the bus after, you know, they win, and man, it just get real trifling, you know? It is just, they give you a lot of reasons not to like them. Like, humble is not in their vocabulary.
Yeah.
So, I mean, too far is just talking about a man's family. You know, like, you can't talk about that man's wife cooking. You know, that's so petty, you know. And then somebody had a sign saying, you know, Steph has a famous, you know, his kids are famous. You know, like Riley and then, you know, Jason Tatum's son, Deuce.
Right.
Well, you know, the Boston, well, some Boston Celtics fan, they misspelled Deuce. But they pretty much put Jason Tatum's son Deuce over Riley or something like that.
Damn.
And I'm just like, come on, man. You now you want to say one kid over the other? I'll leave the kids out of it. Like, I don't care how much I hate the Celtics. I'm not talking about any of the Celtics players' kids. Like, I just, you don't, who does that?
Shoot, I might now. Shoot, I might.
Who does that, man?
Just, looking them up.
Let's talk about the fans' kids. That's what we're going to talk about. Like, man, that's my thing, man. That's too far just when it leaves basketball, you get personal like that. You, like, you leave them kids out of it. Leave the wife out of it.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say act with class because that's acting for too much. But yeah, you just can't cross certain lines.
Yeah, too much. I agree, man. That's too much. I think we start bringing. That's why I hate Boston. So, I mean, I'm with you, man. Like, I hate Boston in general, man, because the fans be like, passionate is one thing, but y'all just disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just disrespectful at that, man. That's how it kind of like it kind of dips into that hatred. You know, like going too far. So it, you know, talking about people's kids and talking about the wives and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't consider doing that until they did that. I'm like, I'm gonna start finding their kids somewhere. I know they got it. One of them, like their, I'm sure like that there, was it Jaylen Brown? I'm sure like he got a kid somewhere in the audience watching. I don't know. Or Al Horford or something, you know? So I never considered finding like the most savage joke for like any body's children until it's like, oh, so this is how we doing now. This is how we doing, you know.
But man, I want the player, not the player's children. I want the audience children, the people making those jokes. I want their children. I mean, that sounds crazy, but you know what I mean. Like, you want to talk about their children. Like, man, those guys, man.
Tanner, you know it was a Tanner.
A Tanner.
Exactly. You know it was. I was like, I think this one's going too far. It's like, you know, when the Philadelphia Eagles, when they won the Super Bowl, their fans celebrated. They were like storming the city. Yeah. They were like knocking over statues. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're doing too much. And that's what they're celebrating.
Yeah.
That's what they're celebrating, man.
Lucky like,
y'all out here breaking stuff and you won. That's why y'all just keep losing. And I was like, yeah, that too, man. Just kind of like to piggyback on what you were saying, man. But that's, I mean, Curry got that quick, though. He got that shirt quick.
He probably got it that night.
Where and when, man? I'll put down some money. That is a quick, like, Amazon got some competition because that was a quick. Got that shirt.
Yeah,
up.
Got that shirt. Aisha can cook. Yeah,
hey, yeah.
I like how he matched it petty though. He's like, okay, I got something for y'all.
He's on it, you know, because he has it like they have that show called like About Last Night. You know,
oh yeah.
Like they are like this, like they are staying like that, you know. So he will be quick to defend with like as he should, you know. So yeah, Boston fans. I don't know much to say, man. But I don't know. Is there any fans that you think is comparatively bad like them? Can you name is like
not basketball. I mean, maybe you can go to soccer. Them dudes get a little wild in soccer, but for basketball, nah. Boston Celtics fans are the worst. You know, like when it comes to that. Like, mm-hmm. when it comes to, like, being vulgar and them line steppers,
yeah,
that's Boston Celtics fans. Like, they got the cake on that, you know. And I say that, like, respectfully and disrespectfully, you know, just because
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, they probably won't dispute that. I mean, I think they'll take that title with pride. I mean, that's what they pride themselves on, so.
Enthusiastic.
Yes, I can't think of any worse fans than that. I mean, not the Cali fans, you know. You know, not as great Laker fans.
We think about burning jerseys like Cleveland. Cleveland Cavaliers, like, so when LeBron left many moons ago to go to Miami, and their Cleveland was like, they're pretty passionate there too.
Yeah.
So they were like burning jerseys. Like, so you think that's kind of like, nope, within the lines, or you think like, I mean, like in public? I mean, because these are like showing like, we hate you, you know.
I don't think it's too far. I mean, I think it's appropriate. Like, people burn things, they get mad, you know, so I don't know. I mean, it's not my style. Like, I ain't never burned nobody's jerseys, but you know, when people get mad, they burn things, you know, like people burn houses down, they burn clothes and, mm-hmm, you know, burn jerseys. So as crazy as it sounds, I mean, we kind of used to seeing that.
Yeah.
Like, we know what to expect out of society when certain things happen. So they were mad he left, they burned the jerseys.
Yeah.
Now, people might think they're overreacting, but, you know, humans are kind of crazy like that. We break things and destroy things when we get mad, so.
We break things when they win, obviously.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Philadelphia, you break things when you win. Damn.
Like, we're not as cultured as we like to think, you know, as a society.
Good Lord. I was thinking about the money, and I don't even pay for it. I'm like, man. Damn. You done broke. I think that's a bad investment. Okay, you're going to burn your jersey. You know, you spent your whole life savings on. And you could have just sold out on eBay. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you could have done something smarter than that.
For real, went to Goodwill, you know, got a little tax write-off with donating it.
There's something, man. I mean, you're going to be famous. I mean, what sort of things we're talking about? I mean, with the fans, like, what, cursing at the players, calling out their names, family names, you know, like, you know, fans doing stuff like that. Do you think that's going too far as, like, what the fans can say to the players on the court? You know, like, Utah fans have said some crazy.
Second place worst fans. Good call.
Utah be saying some. They've been kicked out, right? Like, yeah. Some fan got kicked out for saying like a racial slur or stuff like that. You think that's on the list of things like going too far? You know, inside of like, you know, obviously the wife and kids and mama. You know, like how daddy. I know Father's Day coming up. Daddy's kind of messed up too now. I mean, it'll be kind of rolling the daddy too now. You know, respect needs to be to the father. I want throwing it out. Y'all just trying to put it on the mom. I'm saying, dads get upset too. But
yeah, I feel you, man. No, man. Like you said, cussing at them, it depends. Like, you know, if you say something like, "Oh, you fucking suck," that's fair game. You know, but I'm not big on name calling. Cause my thing is, if you want to do it in the streets, like you seen this person face to face, don't do it behind a controlled environment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they say that stuff because it's a controlled environment to where there's security and there's thousands of other people, mm-hmm, that are thinking just like them. Like, they're also rooting against you. So people, you know, people feel tough when they're with a gang. But my whole rule is, if you want to say that in person by yourself, don't say it. You know, that's what cussing or without it.
Mm.
And then, so, you know, you know, you ain't going to talk about that man's mama or his kids or his wife in front of his face crossing the street. Then you shouldn't say it, you know, like you're not going to keep that same energy. So don't go to a basketball game talking like that. And I love basketball and I, you know, it's guys I do root against. But I'm not going to say that, you know, I'm not going to cross the lines with people like that. You know, like we don't need to be going head up because you play for a team I don't like. And you don't know who I am, you know, so why am I ready to cuss at you and fight you when you don't know who I am? So it ain't that serious. Like, I got a life and other things I value, so.
For real? They got that energy?
Yeah.
That energy?
Yeah.
That's like the perfect way to be like, nah.
Yeah, I got real problems, yeah.
Unbothered at
you.
Yeah. Did LeBron say that one time? I swear he said that once. When he lost, he's like, I got better thing.
No, man.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. I mean, that's perfect, though, man. I mean, shoot. I mean, there is a lot more energy you can do. I definitely value passionate fans. I mean, you know, it kind of helps the fan base. It helps make the home field advantage that much more tougher. You know, there's lines you think, and I mean, how you conduct yourself, you know, you can still get them hands. You can still get them. I mean, obviously, we've seen Ron Artest. He'll run up there, right? What is it? Malice at the Palace, they called it, right? Back when he was like Indiana Pacers. And
don't blame him.
Ran up and punched the wrong person even, you know. But they can get them hands. Like, so, I mean, as long as they're willing to say that, just be like prepared for this. There's going to be consequences.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah, I'm with you though, man. They doing way too much on that end. Well, in Boston, it's like, damn, Boston. That's like it's. I'm just glad that the Lakers beat them in 2010. So, cause man, when you lose to them, you'll never hear the end of it.
I'm telling you. But you know, I like Tatum and Brown. You know, nothing against them. I just don't like Boston as like an organization, and I damn sure don't like their fans. You know, it is what it is. So, yeah, that's all I got for them.
Yeah, that's wild, man. That's all I got. So, yeah, I know. Man. Any kind of close remarks you got, man, if we kind of close this out?
Nah, man, just, yeah, check us out. You know, this is a basketball rundown. You know, we got more stuff to talk about. And, yeah, thanks for watching.
Yeah, thanks for watching. Stay tuned. Peace. Take it easy, y'all. All right, guys, thank you for subscribing to 50 Ball, and thank you for listening to us. Please find us on Facebook and like our page, and use any podcast app and look us up, and stay tuned for more content.
Yep, check us out. Thank you for listening, and you'll get more content from us soon.
Peace.